questions for me?
Which one of us will go first, or do we not care?
I don't really care. Why don't...
Maybe I should. I've got three, so I will bookend yours.
Well, I sort of have three also, but you just go first anyways.
Okay.
Just cuz. Right?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Okay, we are recording. We're recording. Here we go. I will now play the music, the theme song, music. That's right, everybody. It's another episode of Ears Up In Depth. 100% possibly the best Disney news program out there on the internet today. With me, as always, is Jeremy from SpectroRadio.us. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be here on this Thanksgiving Eve.
It is Thanksgiving Eve, man. I was on some other podcast last night, just doing like a guest thing, and we were talking about how, you know, because of COVID, there's not the Thanksgiving Eve hookup. And I don't know if you ever heard about this, if it's a countrywide thing or maybe it's a regional thing, but like where everybody who went away for college comes home for the Thanksgiving holidays and the bars right. are just packed.
Yeah.
And so that's not going to happen this year. And I think there's a lot of, 21-year-olds very disappointed out there. But
yeah,
so be
I
it.
Never had that. Where I grew up was very rural, and the bar in our town was really... It was basically in a house. So it wasn't like anyone was going there.
Is it like your parents' liquor cabinet? Or what do you mean? It was in a converted house?
There. That was me.
Okay, all right.
Where I grew up was very peculiar, and that was the thing.
It makes
like,
sense.
Like you're like, oh, we're going to that bar, and it was you were basically walking into an old house that had been converted into a bar, and like the living room had a bar in it, and you just went in, and it was the people didn't live on the main floor anymore, but they lived up on the upstairs level. But it was a house. Like if you drove past it, you would just think, oh, that's a house.
So
turns
that's
out it's a bar.
Basically, the first Airbnb. You can rent out our house for a... That's weird to me. I don't think I like that.
It is very weird. A lot of things about where I grew up are weird.
Did they at least have good drinks? Or I mean,
no, but it's cheap.
Oh, okay.
Like you could get a can of beer for like $2.50.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, dude.
You know, you're just having a blast.
Yeah. I went to this little rock and roll show years ago, and they had an old soda fridge, you know, where you pump in 50 cents or whatever and it spits out a Coke, right?
Yeah.
Or a pop or a cola, depending on where you grew up. But soda. They just stocked it full of hams. Just super cheap
hams.
Beer. Hams. It's a cheap beer from Washington.
Oh.
And it was like you gave it a dollar and spat that beer out. And you're like, hell yeah, dude. This is amazing to me. I love that.
I thought when you said hams that it literally dropped a cooked ham.
Yeah. The spiral cut.
Right.
For a dollar.
You know, so you could get it with the pineapple on it if you wanted.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then just gnaw on that big ham hock.
I would love that. All right, Jeremy. Well, what do you say we get into some stories?
Disney news for you. It's feast or famine around here. I feel like we were sort of complaining the last time. We were like, there's not really a lot of news. Nothing's happened at the parks. And I think I remember saying, where are the crazies? Why aren't they here bringing their guns? Where's the Fantasyland fights? Like, what's going on? We need the people to bring it.
You did say that.
Well, they brought it.
Okay, good.
We wondered where they had been. 18-year-old Nathaniel Smith was arrested last week at Disney Springs. According to a report in the Orlando Sentinel, Smith showed up at Disney Springs claiming to be a DEA officer. Do you know what the DEA is?
The Digital Electronic Association.
Yeah, it's the Drug Enforcement Administration, as it turns out.
That was close.
Well, the way he got caught was he tried entering Disney Springs but was stopped after walking through one of the metal detectors in the Lime Garage around 6:30 p.m. and was found to be carrying a concealed weapon.
Okay.
That weapon
standard.
Was a BB gun, made to look like a Glock 19 pistol, which he had been carrying in a waistband holster strapped to his lower back. I don't know what that's called.
He didn't forget. This wasn't, you know, because in the past when we've done stories like this, it's like, oh, I just forgot it's in there. And like the story of that person who went back to their car to put it, whatever, right? This was on purpose. If you have it, you know, holstered, because those back ones, they're shaped to you. They're low profile, so it can sort of fit behind in the small of your back, and no one's really, it's not going to be bulky like if it was on your hip.
Okay.
So this is definitely an intent to enter the grounds with a weapon.
Well, yeah, and I would think if it's strapped to your back, like you probably strapped that on after you got out of the car, right? Like you didn't ride there with that.
Probably not, unless he has a good lumbar pillow to maybe let it sink in. Well, I don't know.
I heard some places will sell that as a two-pack, a Glock 19 pistol with a lumbar pillow.
Yes, that would be great. Let's open a gun store in Florida.
Well, when he was questioned by officials at Disney Springs, Smith claimed to be a recent hire of the, quote, Georgia division of the DEA. He then produced a gold badge that read Drug Enforcement Administration Special Agent.
Whoa.
So, you know, this lurpy 18-year-old has suddenly gotten drafted in. The deputy then asked to see his official DEA ID, more like, you know, like his employment card.
Uh-huh.
You
know. Yeah, not the badge. Smith,
right, not the badge, but just like, I work here. But he, Smith claimed he didn't have it. He also claimed he didn't know his supervisor's telephone number. When the officers asked for a bit more verification, he made another mistake by stating it was the Georgia division of the DEA. There is a DEA office in Atlanta, but they're referred to as the Atlanta division, not the Georgia division. So if you know anything about your DEA, he wouldn't call it that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right? That's like calling it Disney instead of Walt Disney World. You
yeah,
don't
exactly.
know what you're talking about.
Idiots
right?
do that. The deputy then quickly found identical counterfeit DEA badges for sale on a popular internet website. Not spectralradio.us, the site of the happiest station on earth where you can hear Disney music 24/7 on your desktop, mobile app, or Alexa. Not that website.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Smith even claimed he was upset with himself because he knew he was violating DEA policy by not carrying his photo ID. Like, he was really disappointed in himself. Like, I should have known. I know what policy is.
He let himself down in the LARP, man.
DEA policy, as we all know, strictly states if you're going to carry a fake Glock 19 BB gun, you must have your ID. We all know this. I don't know how Nate Smith forgot. When the deputy confronted Smith about the fake DEA badges being sold on the internet, he buckled. He confessed it was indeed a fake. Smith was arrested for falsely impersonating an officer, which is a third-degree felony, and unlawfully displaying a badge and carrying a concealed weapon, which are both first-degree misdemeanors. If found guilty, he could face up to 5 years in prison for the felony charge.
Wow.
He has since been released on $2,500 bond. When the Orlando Sentinel reached out to him for a comment, he hung up. So,
I really do want an interview with that kid because I really do want to know what he was thinking with that whole LARP. I mean, it's very clear you're going to get caught. He thought he was just like, why bring a BB gun? To just feel cool or, you know, and then he already had the story planned where he was definitely premeditated. He went out and bought the badge, knew or assumed there was an office in Georgia, like had those things ready, probably thought he could just throw his weight around and say, oh, I'm with the DEA and Disney Security is going to be like, oh, okay. But I think most Disney security are like ex-cops or military or whatever, you know, a lot of them. So I think
Or just not morons.
Yeah. So like, well, let me check. And then he must have just been sweating bullets, man. The bullets he didn't have in the gun. But why bring a BB gun to Disney Spring? It just, none of it makes any sense. It has to be mentally ill.
Mentally ill, or maybe he just felt like, you know, banging some people from the balcony of some restaurant as they walked by. They wouldn't know what hit them. No, what do you call it?
Ow, what is that?
Yeah, like what is that annoying little gnat?
I wanted to give welts to people.
So that's it. I don't know. Maybe you should call Nate Smith, and maybe he won't hang up on the likes of you because you are part of the press. You are with ears up.
Well, hey, so are you.
He might want that publicity. I'm not
that's
calling
true.
Him.
Do you have his number? I'll call him right now.
No.
All right. I do have a friend called Nate Smith. So.
Oh, you do? Well, just call him. Yeah.
Hey, Nate, why did you go to Disney Springs? Hey, what's up, Jason?
Yeah. So the crazies are back. Thank you, Nate Smith. Maybe that was it. Maybe he heard our last episode and was like, you know what? I'm going to throw these guys a bone because they have nothing to talk about and it's getting real boring.
Honestly, I would love that. I want all of our listeners to go out and create news for us, please. Please create news.
Yeah,
this is what we have to do. I need a feedback loop. I tell you what to do, but sort of, and then you do it.
Right.
Speaking of stuff you should do, Jeremy, the 21st Amendment is ready for the fall season with their latest release called Hell or High Mango. Hell or High Mango is made with real fruit and is sweet, slightly tart with tropical floral flavors and aromas. It's a perfect beer to enjoy during this fall time of year as the colors and the season change. Behind all that great mango flavor and aroma is a wonderful wheat beer with its biscuity, light and bready notes, and at a mere 4.9% ABV is even more enjoyable. Hell or High Mango is available across the country where 21st Amendment beer is sold. So go out and enjoy a Hell or High Mango today. Don't be like Nate Smith. I feel like Nate Smith would not enjoy a Hell or High Mango.
No, but he could use the empty cans for BB gun target practice.
That's really true. He really could do that. All right. Well, Jeremy, as you obviously know, Disney World reopened back, I think in June. Was it June or July?
July. I think Disney Springs opened in June.
Yeah, Disney Springs opened first.
Theme parks opened up in July.
Okay. Well, one thing the theme parks have been missing was the park hopper option for tickets. Usually there would be a great debate regarding this usual upgrade to your park tickets. Is it worth it to buy the park hopper and bounce around, especially at a park as sprawling as Walt Disney World? Or should you do the one park, one day track and hunker down to fully experience each location? I know Bev, she's planning to go to Disney World in October. She had that same problem. We fixed her up, though. We told her don't park hop. Or maybe we told her to park hop. I forget now. COVID-19 has eliminated that choice for people up until now. But for those of you who miss agonizing over travel, there is hope. Disney is bringing back their park hopper tickets. Beginning January 1st, guests to Walt Disney World will be able to jump between parks once again, but with a few caveats. Visitors will have to make reservations at the park they intend to start their day at and then enter that park first. And then at that point, they can then hop around to the other Walt Disney World locations with no reservations needed, which is pretty nice. The announcement on the Disney Parks blog, it makes it a point to note that this can change at any time. So be open to the fact that you might have to start making park hopper reservations potentially in the future. I'm not entirely sure. I guess we're just going to wait and see how this initial rollout goes. The other caveat is the option to use your park hopper ticket does come with a time limit. 2 p.m. is the designated hopping hour. So don't plan to check into one park and then skip the reservation system before then. You can only start park hopping after 2 p.m.
Right.
So you show up whenever park opens 8, I guess, and you have to stay in your designated park until 2, and then you can, you know, flip out for the next, what, it closes at 8, I think the parks close now?
Something they like all that. Have different times.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think, I don't know, man, it's interesting, and it makes me sort of wonder, you know, they've upped the park capacity to 35%. Are they not hitting that 35%, do you think? And so maybe some parks aren't as full, and they want to give people a little bit of an opportunity to bail on a full park and go to a park that's not as full to sort of, you know, like a more of a crowd control issue?
It could be. I'm not really sure. I mean, I know that there's a couple interesting things about this. One is they're waiting until after Christmas. So this is January 1st.
Right, right, right.
So low period.
Yeah.
Probably going to be one of the lowest low periods they've ever had because January is typically a really low month, apart for some spikes. Marathon weekend usually sees attendance lift. That's gone. So there's going to be low attendance anyway. So I think that this is like we're going to see how this goes when the crowds are low.
Okay.
Right. And then the question I have is right now there's no way to get from park to park easily. There's no inter-park bus. Like, there's no Epcot to Magic Kingdom bus. Certainly, the monorail is not running to Epcot. That the monorail from on the Epcot line has been shut down since COVID and hasn't come back. Will the inter-resort or inter-park transportation come back? Will the Epcot monorail line resume service? Those are some things that I think we don't quite know yet. I actually think they may have announced that they're resuming bus service between parks, but I think we don't know about the monorail. I hope the monorail comes back. Not that I'm dying to ride on it, but there's something, I mean, I would, but there's something missing about being in Future World at Epcot or walking into Epcot. And when that monorail doesn't glide in front of Spaceship Earth, I miss that.
Yeah, for sure. It's you want that full nostalgia effect again.
Yeah. Run it empty. I don't care. I just want it moving around on that track.
You know, that'd be a cool idea. Just to run it empty.
Just run it empty.
I don't know. I guess. Maybe not. Maybe it's a terrible idea.
Well, fiscally, I don't think it's the best.
No, idea. Right. They got to justify it.
Have you heard about these Disney Happy Meal toys?
I wasn't sure if you had finished telling me a story or I had finished telling you a story. Wait, I sort of done? Forgot. Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to be quiet and let you tell me what's happening.
And hope this works.
Yeah.
Have you heard about these Happy Meal toys?
The fact that that McDonald's has Happy Meal toys?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, sure.
Okay, you're familiar with this. About 7 or 8 days ago, they announced that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is a new trackless dark ride at Hollywood Studios and is coming to Disneyland, has inspired a new line of toys for McDonald's Happy Meals. And if there's anything Disney fans love, it's food that's terrible for you and free plastic Disney crap.
Yes.
So this is a home run for Disney
fans. Right.
In fact, Disney fans have been getting multiple meals at the famous Golden Arches fast food eatery in hopes of collecting not only all the toys in the series, but also a few extra points for their next cholesterol test. Now, I have to admit that I'm not trying to super shame a McDonald's fans. I've probably gotten some McDonald's within the last year.
Yeah.
I try to keep it to a minimum, but people are tweeting that they're going multiple times a week, multiple times in a day.
Sure.
To collect all of these cheap little plastic toys.
Well, and I wonder, and I know it's for like collectors, but I think at some point these toys they're not worth anything. Like I did this with Burger King years ago, back when I actually ate fast food. When they had Halloween Simpsons characters, and I got them all, but I would go back like twice a day or at least once a day. And you know, I got them all, and that's really cool. But also they would let you buy them separately. Sometimes it depends on who you got. So it wouldn't really, you know, coordinate with food, but I thought, oh man, I'm going to be so rich off this. And then you sort of like look up how much these little toys are worth, and they're not worth anything. They're worth a couple of dollars a piece. And you're like, oh, well, then now my kid plays with them.
So you do still have them, though.
Oh, no, I still have them. Yeah, for sure. They lit up and everything. But the problem is they have little batteries in them, and you turn them, and like the gravestone lights up or whatever, but you can't pop it off to replace the battery.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, this is stupid. That's my story.
That's like an iPhone. You can't replace the battery. This thing's so stupid. Well, the promotion has been short-lived, as McDonald's was forced to quickly recall the toys from their Happy Meals. The toys apparently came with QR codes for a game, which when scanned outside of the McDonald's app, because, you know, you can just take your phone and point it at a QR code and it'll pull up a website.
Yeah.
When you scan it outside of the McDonald's app, it would have some unintended search results.
Okay, that sounds real good. Like what?
They're not good, according to Twitter. I wasn't able to check this myself because I don't have any of those toys.
Sure.
But according to some reports on Twitter, the QR codes would even bring up pornographic sites.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't know if it's true. I have no personal way of verifying it, but there are unintended search results either way.
I can't, because to make the QR code, it has to link to a website. I mean, why is it? And this, I don't know anything about anything, right? But
yes.
Why does a QR code matter if it's within the McDonald's app or not? That's what I don't understand. To me, that doesn't make any sense. How does the app filter the QR code? Because it just goes to a specific website. That's the point of them. You can use them anywhere.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Someone tell me. Someone in the chat room, tell me.
Is that true, though? I don't know. I mean, a UPC code, you could have a UPC code. If it's linked, if I have a system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I have a UPC code, in my system, I can point it at whatever I want it to.
Yes. So
they
okay.
could be taking whatever that the primary key of that QR code is and saying it links to this.
It links to this within our system.
But then maybe it has a separate meaning according to someone else's system.
I would be shocked if it accidentally linked to pornography. I would be very surprised if that would be – I mean, because if you think about it, that the chances are a number of chances. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. To me, it just sounds weird.
We will leave that as a little unsure, but it was linking to unintended sites, certainly.
That I believe.
Happening. We'll let everyone else do the rest on that. McDonald's representative said that the company regrets that its current Happy Meal promotion did not operate as intended, which has resulted in some customers receiving generic toys as a substitute. And people on Twitter are not happy.
Oh, what's a McDonald's generic toy? Here's a four straws. You can put them together. Like Toy
well,
Story.
Some people have received like a Discovery Channel little thing or whatever. People on Twitter are not happy. Not that the toys are sending them to porno sites. That's not the problem. They're upset that they can't get the toys. Probably because they're
porn.
Imagine the suffering. At Murray on Sports, no relation, said, quote, classic McDonald's disappointment. Picked up a Happy Meal to get the kids Disney toys, only to get Beyblade, which I don't know what Beyblade is.
It's another toy. It's a kid's toy. It's been around for a while, actually. I think it has like a thing, you pull the thing and it spins around or whatever. It's a whole, you know, brand.
Well, that's a generic toy. That's what we're talking about. His 9-year-old son got ripped off. Hashtag should have got Wendy's.
Oh, please.
To not should have gotten.
Right. Well, also to guarantee that I wouldn't have gotten a Disney toy. Right. I should have gotten a Wendy's. I made the mistake of wanting the toy.
Whatever. You dolt.
These people are thinking that like McDonald's social media is going to be like, oh, well, no, don't ever go to Wendy's. Whoa, here's a 100,000 coupons. Here's your own franchise.
Right. That's not how it works.
No, they don't give a heck.
Well, at S. Zilafro says, at McDonald's, are you putting the Disney toys back out there after everything is fixed? Help! Crying 5-year-old. Poor 5-year-old that didn't get a cheap plastic toy.
Right.
I have other... In the year 2020, my sympathies have many other places to go before this crying 5-year-old in McDonald's drive-thru. I'm very sorry.
Well, also,
and if you need help getting a 5-year-old to stop by reaching out to Twitter, I think we have other problems in the household.
McDonald's, help my child. I can't. Right. I can't seem to console my child.
Help is on the way.
Ronald McDonald is a stupid clown car.
It gets worse.
Oh, God.
At Lauren True 25, I'm so mad. I specifically placed a curbside order McDonald's Happy Meal and specifically picked the Mickey and Minnie toy. I get there and the lady forgets the toy first. Then she hands me an Onward toy and told me she doesn't know anything about the Disney toys at McDonald's Corp.
Man, that is not my job.
Can you even imagine these people?
I mean, if there's anyone that I could share just a modicum of sympathy for, or not sympathy, but understanding, it would be this person. She actually selected the specific thing, and then the person forgot it, and then didn't give her the thing that she wanted in the first place. Clearly, that person didn't care about her plight. And, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be upset too, but the last place I would do is tweet about it. I would... just politely ask the lady, like, could you check with you? Can you bring your manager? I mean, but then also it's a free toy. Leave.
Right. I just feel like, first of all, I would never go. I'm not the person, and I get it, like, no judgment, but I'm not the person who goes to McDonald's for the free toys.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there.
Sure.
So I can't really connect with the value, like the anger that someone might express when not getting the free toilet. I'm like, usually, like, can you keep the extra stuff? Because I just don't need, I don't want the work of having to take that and put it into the garbage can.
Right.
You know, it's like, I hate getting the mail. Ugh. Like, nothing is more annoying to me than getting the mail, because the mail is literally adult homework and take out the trash.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to do it. Leave me alone.
Have you ever looked at the coupons that they send you in the mail? I don't know anybody who's ever gone and done that. Like the flyers for like Safeway is a sale on mayonnaise. Like I've never looked at that. I don't know anybody who does.
I don't do that, but I do take the Bed Bath & Beyond 25% off one item on your next shopping trip.
Oh.
They send that quite a bit, and I use that.
That's why.
We have one more tweet. Eric Neal says, I don't want to be a Karen. Too late. But WTF, McDonald's, this is kind of disappointing.
Kind
it
of.
Even said Mickey and Minnie on the screen when ordering.
Oh.
He showed a picture of the Discovery Network's toy they gave him. People are requesting the Mickey and Minnie one. Apparently, that's the sought-after one, and they're not getting it when they request it.
Huh.
And for that, I am thankful this Thanksgiving. And that's what's happening with the Mickey, the toys.
Well, right now, brother, you can go on eBay and buy the whole collection for $54.
I can buy what for $50?
The whole collection of all these stupid toys right now. For some people are selling them for $54 with, you know, $14 shipping. Others are $80 for $8 shipping. Or you can buy the entire Snow White and the Seven Dwarves set from 1992 for $29.99. So these are definitely not going to... Or the Hercules set for $8.50 plus $20 shipping. So these are not going to get you any money. So don't be going after them thinking that you're going to, you know, sell them in 50 years and pay for, you know, your kid's college fund or whatever. This is a full set. Full set. 2020 McDonald's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway Toys, $49.99.
Hey,
and you don't have to get high cholesterol. It's perfect.
Look, anyone who is hemorrhaging money at McDonald's in order to collect these has no hopes of funding their kids' college.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. These McDonald's toys are always like the Beanie Babies thing where it's just like, you know, we're going to make a ton of money and just they're not even worth. It's not even worth taking up the space in the landfill.
This is what I was just going to say. It's useless crap that it's more like we can't drink out of straws. We can't do anything. But let's hoard plastic that's going to end up in the ocean anyway. Like, come on, people, stop. It's useless. It's worthless. It's garbage. You'll take a fabric sack to the grocery store to carry home your stupid plastic collectibles. I can't. It makes me so angry. And it was probably made by children, you know, forced labor, underpaid people. It's so infuriating to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
Jeremy,
right, next.
What kind of computers are we using? Wait. It is hard though, man. Honestly, like, you know, just as a side note, it is tough to sort of have kind of a general sense of trying to do right and be a consumer in capitalist, you know, the world, right, in capitalism, because you have to toggle between, you know, price and availability, but you still want to do good. And so, like, we're on computers, which are very bad for the environment, and they're put together by essentially the same people. We're shoes, do all this kind of stuff. And so it's hard to pick and choose between, should I just forget about it? Do I really need to put this glass bottle in the recycling bin? No, I'm just going to throw it in the garbage. It's fine. I don't care anymore.
I think there's a difference between shoes and computers, which are things that we use and need, mm-hmm. versus hokey plastic mm-hmm. crap.
Yeah, but they can all be done better. I mean, you know, we bought a couple of plastic toys for Alice that are 100% recycled from like milk jugs and stuff. Yeah, and so that makes you feel good. But then you're like... It's still plastic again. I mean, when she outgrows it, what am I going to do with it? Recycle it? No, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but at least it extended the life cycle.
That's true. It is hard.
If we can make little changes, then that's great. But I don't think you have to sacrifice your shoes because you don't want a plastic toy.
Oh, I don't.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Also, the shoes I wear are Allbirds, and they're made from recycled
the
plastic.
The shoes I wear are Allbirds? Well, Jeremy, just in time for the holidays, we can talk about more plastic crap. Disney Resort sent out a fun gift guide to everyone's inboxes. Two items in particular look like absolute must-haves, and one of them is part of a special offer for annual pass holders. First up is a crazy-looking spider bot based on what we'll see at the Worldwide Engineering Brigade attraction on the Avengers campus in DCA, whenever that opened. These remote control bots look like they're pretty agile as they spin and crawl around. You can also battle other spider bots with them. And there's videos online that, so they look like Spider-Man. They're like Spider-Man colors and they have eyes and they're just little robot spiders. And you can battle them and do a lot of crazy stuff with them. So that sounds kind of fun, honestly.
Yeah.
The toys become available everywhere on December 4th, but it looks like Disney is expecting some high demand because Disney annual pass holders can get a first glimpse at the toys and purchase them between November 30th and December 3rd. So if you're an AP who lives anywhere near downtown Disney District, you should hit up the official AP Facebook page starting on November 25th to sign up for your time slot to purchase, which is sort of interesting that you have to sign up on Facebook to reserve your time to go in there and purchase the thing. Does that mean we're not going to see 100 of them on eBay for $5 million? You know, like that kind of what frequently happens with special releases at Downtown Disney, or like the tiki mugs at Trader Sam's. People line up and they'll buy the max amount just to sell them all.
Oh, yeah, you see that happening. I think it's so that people won't hoard it. I think this is a COVID precaution.
I agree with you. That is a COVID precaution, but I think it's – I wonder if it's going to cut down on the resale market, like as an unintended circumstance or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
So that'll be cool. And then also, if you like Marvel stuff still, you might be interested in the new Baby Groot interactive action figure Disney's rolled out. There's a video of that as well. The little guy responds to more than 20 spoken words and phrases. But there's no details yet on what those are. It's just a little video of the baby Groot doing stuff. Groot retails for about $60 and is already available in Disney stores and online at shopdisney.com. So if you're looking for some fun Disney gifts and, hopefully with the baby Groot, you don't have to go anywhere. You can just go on shopdisney.com or whatever it is. Pick them up yourself.
Well, that sounds Groot.
God, I want to kiss you. That was amazing.
I feel like that is your kind of humor.
Stupid.
Well, I have bad news to report.
What happened?
Disneyland Paris, which closed on October 30th due to increased French government restrictions on public gatherings due to spiking coronavirus cases across the country, had originally announced intentions to reopen in December for the Christmas season.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They were trying to be closed for just a month, right?
Yeah, they were going to shut down for a bit, let the numbers come down, let everything relax and calm down, and come back for Christmas. Then they were going to close again. However, the park will now be keeping its gates closed. Ugh. Until February 12th, 2021, as the French government is in an effort to beat back the spreading virus, they're not loosening up those restrictions. They had always planned to reclose for the typically slow January month, but now they will not reopen until almost Valentine's Day, which is tough to think about given that it's only Thanksgiving. It is worth noting the latest closures do seem to have had an impact in slowing the virus. Yesterday, France reported 9,000 new cases, and while that might seem like a lot, it's an almost 90% drop in new cases from a November 7th high of 86,000.
See, so, you can't tell me shutdowns don't help. You can't tell me that. Look at that drop.
Sure, they do help, of course.
If you
I'm
not saying you personally can't tell me that. I'm just saying there's a lot of people on the internet and in the world who think that that's never going to help, and we just have to learn to live with it. And it's like, this helps. Don't go out in public. It makes sense. Don't go to places. Don't interact with people in an unsafe manner, and we won't have to, be closing Disneyland Paris again.
Right. Well, I think people, if you're not near someone who's sick, you can't catch the virus from them.
Right. Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in Europe, new cases have begun to fall again as well. The UK saw 11,000 new cases yesterday, which is down 66% from a November 17th high of 33,000. In Ireland, which had very strict lockdowns, in Ireland, you could not go more than 5 kilometers from your house without facing steep penalties. They had just 219 new cases yesterday from a high of 1,200 from early October. It's child's play.
It really is.
I mean, come on, 1,200 and they shut the whole country down.
I love it.
There are very bad consequences to that.
Sure.
Every, you know, I work for stores in Europe. They're all closed.
Sure.
And they have been.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
But people aren't dying. That's the way I look at it.
A lot of people are losing their jobs.
Yeah, I know. I know. And definitely a lot more should be done to support people like that. But, you know, they're not dying on ventilators. And that's,
I think
that's
the argument is that there's a midway. You can do things safely. Mm-hmm. You can be, you know, you could be like Florida and be completely wide open.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you could, like, let's be smart. So no more Disneyland Paris until at least the middle of February.
Wow. That is, it's a crazy projection too, because that's 3 months away. So they just already know that it's going to be 3 months is just, that's it.
Well, I think, I don't think the French government is making them stay closed through February, but I think that they've made the decision. It's not worth reopening and during the low period of January. So I think they're like, you know what, more cost effective, let's just keep it closed and we'll come back in February when,
you know what they should do?
Probably there are vaccines available.
Well, hopefully they'll be start rolling out. I was talking to a friend of mine who's in the health industry, and they had a big meeting about things that we're not thinking about. Like, having a vaccine is great, obviously. The distribution network is, you know, great. Obviously, it's very important. But there's, like, the things we don't think about, like having enough glass vials. Like, right now, there's not enough glass vials to put the virus in to transport it. So they're just, it's a lot of those supplementary things, the secondary.
Dry ice.
You have to have
dry ice to keep it cold. But there's the vaccine, the one that was touted this week,
the Moderna or whatever.
I think it's the Moderna one that isn't as effective.
Yeah.
It's still, I think it's effective enough.
It's 70% is what
vaccine.
I read. Yeah. Yeah, definitely more than the flu.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be kept frozen. I think that just has to be refrigerated so the dry ice doesn't become as much of an issue. But that's a concern. It's like in one of the areas that I work in, is like cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that's the same thing. Like the industry is running out of the squirters that are in like your Windex bottle.
Oh yeah.
But they have all the Windex.
Right.
And they have the plastic bottles. They just don't have any squirters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's there's shortages all over beer.
Yeah.
A lot more breweries are switching to cans, like 16 and 32 ounce cans to go, right? To, you know, curbside or whatever. But they're having problems with supply issues now because normally these breweries would be bottlers. They would just bottle their product and would go on the shelves. But now that doesn't happen anymore. So they have to switch to cans and they have to pivot. And now people who either have been running cans for years can't get enough. People are on they're being metered out, and it's a whole thing. They have the beer, they can sell the beer, but they don't have anything to put it in. It's weird. It's a weird time, man. God, I was gonna. Oh, you know what they should do? You know what Disneyland Paris should do when they open in February?
Tell me.
Open for Christmas. Do all the Christmas decorations.
Mm-mm, I don't like that idea.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
I barely
Are you a
like
Grinch?
Christmas people. No, I love Christmas. Look at where I am. I'm in the middle of front of
Yeah,
Smile.
But I don't know what that means, man.
I love Christmas. I like Christmas when it's Christmas.
Okay.
I'm not a big like decorate before Thanksgiving kind of person. It's not really my thing. I like it when it's appropriate.
Okay. I think that it would drive more people to go. To see, because people go intentionally to see the Christmas decorations, and if they're not there, I don't know. Look, it's just a thought. You don't have to pass it along.
You're welcome to your thoughts.
You don't have to pass it along.
Like
it's fine. Oh, whatever, Jeremy.
What else?
All right. Well, let's talk about, look, my thought is my imagination. Let's talk about famed Imagineer Joe Rohde.
Oh, he's been making a lot of news lately.
He really has, man. If you have, you don't follow him on Instagram, you really should. He's a good follow. I talked about it before. He'll like go through section of land by land that he's designed and give you his thoughts on it. And it's he seems like a really interesting, you know, guy. Obviously, he is retiring, but that is not the news. What he's also doing is selling part of his personal collection on eBay.
Why do you think that is?
I think because, well, here's his post. He says, I'm finding that I have a lot of junk lying around. Because of COVID, I'm spending more time at home. And because of that, I'm noticing that there's too much stuff. So I've handed it over to one of my sons who is holding the Joe Rohde garage sale. A lot of the stuff is not junk. It's worthy collectible artifacts. So the people who might be really interested would be actual collectors who are looking for credible items. Many of these are antique tribal artifacts, which have been in my possession for decades and are decades older than that. And the occasional piece of work by myself. So that's it. He's just trying to clear some stuff out.
Hey, we all got to do it from time to time.
I mean, he definitely doesn't need the money, but I mean, you go look on eBay. Right now he has four stuff for sale. Okay. And it's all like bids, right? You know, some people on eBay will do like buy at this price. That's kind of what I expected. But no, there's bids and, you know, there's some cool stuff. There's when he first posted, there were another four items. So I think they're only releasing four items at a time or whatever. One of them is so far always made by Joe. So it's like handmade by him. And then there's other either stuff that he bought from prop houses. Like there's a helmet here he bought from a prop house for whatever reason. And then other stuff he's, you know, collected. Like here's a Bayaka mask, which is an adulthood initiation mask. And there's like a tiny little brief explanation of what it is. But it's all you know, authentic stuff. So if you are an art collector, tribal art collector, this is really great for you. They're expensive. I mean, that tribal mask I just mentioned is $333 with zero bids.
Oh.
That's a lot. There's a really cool mask, a Barong ritual mask, $200. With zero bids.
How long have these been up there? I'm surprised that there's zero bids here.
I think not long. I mean, how long is an average? I think you can set it because there's 6 days left and 23 hours. So I think it was just put up yesterday, I would imagine.
As an someone who has transacted things on eBay myself, I can tell you, you get a couple in the beginning. If let's say you have a 7 day auction.
Yeah.
A couple in the beginning, and then you get like 5 days of nothing. And then you get 50 the last 24 hours.
Because there's all those programs that you can use to snipe all the bids, right? Which is so annoying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
Well, also, I think people are just like, what's the point? I'll just wait until the end. Like, I've watched many an eBay auction and been like, well, why am I going to bid now?
Why am I going to bid?
Just going to drive it up early.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's wait until the end.
Exactly.
But I think it's interesting that he has no bids yet because he's very popular in the Disney community. And people in Disney community will spend a lot of money on a lot of weird things.
I definitely agree. And so looking at the piece that he carved himself, I don't know. It looks like some weird alien, but I don't think there's any bids on it. No, there's no bids on it. So all this stuff went up. It looks like maybe today, maybe went up Wednesday. I don't know much about eBay, how it works, but when I looked at it last week, he already had three or four bids for stuff. So people are definitely, you know, rolling with it. But like I said, I think you have to be a pretty serious collector to be spending this kind of cash, even if it's a Joe Rohde original. It's a lot of $200 is a lot of money to spend on a thing you're going to hang on your wall. You know what I mean? Unless you're super upper middle class like me. I don't know.
The only reason why the comparison I draw is there's this guy out there. I think it's 3D modeling, and he sells these 3D models of the torches that surround World Showcase Lagoon at Epcot in Orlando, Florida, from Illuminations, the torch. And it's actually a tea light holder. So where the flame normally is in the real torch, you just put your little tea light in there. They're fantastic. What a great idea.
Right.
They're $70.
Wow.
They're maybe, maybe 10 or 12 inches tall. Very cool idea. But I'm spending – and look, that he doesn't do them on eBay. He does them on, he's got an Etsy shop.
Okay.
And I've bought other things. I've actually bought art for my wall from him. But I'm thinking, if someone's going to spend $70 on a tea light holder from Joe Schmo, who's got a lovely shop, I can't believe that they wouldn't fork over another $130 from something from an Imagineer's personal collection.
I agree. I mean,
that's where my head is.
I agree. I'm but glad. Then also I feel like not. I don't know. It just depends if that's your aesthetic, right? I mean, these are like my aesthetic is very much tiki, and it sort of can border on, like, you know, the tribal specific artwork, right? But I think it's too focused for me. Someone like Joe Rohde, who goes to like the Himalayas, and he decorated the inside of the Expedition Everest building with all stuff that he got from the Himalayas and visiting over there. Like, all that's authentic gear, right?
Yeah.
Then if you like that area, then, and you have a place that's cool to put this mask, then that's one thing. But if you don't, I don't think you're going to drop $200. Or maybe like what you're saying, these people are waiting to the end because they don't want to drive up the price. I don't know. I don't know how bidding works, but I'm
you know, not to get off on too much of a tangent here, but I'm a little sad about the end. I'm worried about Disney Imagineering in a post-Joe Rohde era.
A lot of people are, and I don't know too much about what goes on at Disney World to know what his impact is currently and what hole that leaves with him going away.
Me neither.
Okay.
But I make things up in my head.
Ah, story time. Let's go.
Well, but, you know, you look at things like Animal Kingdom. He is basically, Animal Kingdom is his baby. He worked on it from the beginning. He did the Avatar edition of it, which I went there the other night. I hadn't been there night before. And I was
right.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
A little too much reliance on the ultraviolet light.
Okay.
I need like my computer glasses to walk through here. There's too much blue light, like it's burning my retinas. But otherwise, it's beautiful. Look at the more recent Disney additions that I don't think he's been involved in. You've got the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster, which is a big blue box. You know, there was a time when we made roller coasters and we put them in buildings that look like Space Mountain so that they actually look appealing and are a great ride at the same time. Now we have to put them in big blue warehouses. You've got the Tron roller coaster being built over at Magic Kingdom, another big box. You know, you get a view, you want a theme park view at the Contemporary Resort. So
you're
you can
the
look
show
at
building.
Space Mountain and Main Street USA and its castle. I don't want to look at a Target distribution center. And that's what they're building all over the borders of these parks. And I don't believe that he has been as involved. I think his era has been kind of waiting. He's been taking a step back. And and this is what I think is coming to fruition from that. And I'm very worried.
Wow.
They used to disguise these things.
Yeah. I wonder if it's...
Now they don't.
I wonder if it's lack of creativity or lack of budget. Because I do know that they've planned a lot of stuff in Disney World that they keep hacking away, even when they were... Disneyland, excuse me. Even when they were open, they keep hacking budgetary, you know, line items away from stuff until the whole project is just scrapped. So I wonder if it's something like that, too. Also, how do you design a big show building like that and not have it be a Space Mountain to compete with that? Maybe you don't want to compete with that skyline. But you still have a big building, so maybe I see your point. I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know.
You are competing with it. Here's the thing. So I have this, and this is I'll end it because I know nobody gives a crap. I have this panoramic poster of Epcot taken from the top of the American Adventure. And you just see all the pavilions, and then you see Spaceship Earth in the middle, and then the rest of the pavilions. Well, now you couldn't take that picture today because you'd see Spaceship Earth, and then you'd see this honking, massive, big blue box next to it. And that makes me so angry.
Go off. Can you tell? Go off, King.
That's it. But it's okay. Like, I don't know. Can't you, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean ultimately is in a box like that. Haunted Mansion ultimately is in a box like that. But we don't know that because they were creative and they were artistic. Mm-hmm. These guys are just building crap and they don't give a crap about us. I hate them. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's maybe a little too far, but I think it's been a while since we've had a genuine Jeremy rant like that. So I appreciate that. All right. Well, that's all I have, Jer.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, great.
I bid you a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy yourself and stay safe.
Thank you very much. We will definitely be staying safe. We're staying home, cooking a turkey, Taryn made a pie. I'm going to make mashed potatoes tomorrow and stuffing. And
wonderful.
I don't know. That's about it. What are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm going over to a friend's.
Nice.
Everyone's getting tested. I have an appointment 10:45 tomorrow morning for my rapid test.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
What?
I hope you have a good time and you're very safe. Are you in Florida right now or Jersey? Or Jers?
I'm in New Jersey.
The big Jers?
Yeah.
All right. Are you joining us for Tiki Room on Friday?
I sure am.
Good. We're going to be have some good philosophical conversations to talk about.
Great. And I heard that we're making Carthay drinks.
That's what Taryn says, but I don't know who's going to be doing that because I don't know any. I mean, I guess we're all going to have Manhattans, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. Make Manhattan.
Whatever. I'll make Taryn do it all.
That's what I'm having right now, Manhattan.
Yeah. So yeah, hey, you listening live, you're the first to find out, I think, that we're having a Tiki Room on Friday. So Patreon supporters, I will definitely be putting that up on tonight. I feel so bad. I'm so like swamped right now. I'm backlogged on a bunch of stuff and, I don't know what to do. I mean, we had our big planning meeting the other day and, I still haven't done anything with the results of that meeting. Like I just have a lot of stuff going on, man. I'm sorry. I'm busy. I'm a busy boy. But I have to go play Dungeons and Dragons right now. So I'm definitely going to leave. Definitely going to leave.
Go post on Patreon first.
I know. I got to do it. So that'll be a good time. And then, I guess I don't really have any new announcements. There's a new Supreme Resort out. I think there's a new Bantha Milk podcast out. I don't know yet. Maybe that'll be Friday. But anyway, enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe. Be full. Gain 15 pounds this weekend because you know what? You deserve it. And don't forget to ask for 21st Amendment where you find good craft beer. Don't forget to go to Don't forget to go to spectroradio.us and listen to Jeremy's Christmas music every night. Actually, starting soon over here, I think, right? Or is it's not Pacific? It's East Coast time, right?
Six? It's Eastern. I'm thinking of adding. You know, with a lot of those shows, I add a late feed for you guys over there.
You should. I think you should do it.
You know, like I We'd do throw like it on right now. 11 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I could. Well, right now, no, not right now. In 3 minutes, Illuminations goes off. We have to wait a couple hours.
Okay, we should do that. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, man.
Thanks, ma'am.
I gotta go. We're out of here. Bye, guys. Thank you.